did J-Lo just break her silence on her latest divorce?
Ooh, honey, and people are mad at Lee Daniels, honey. And for once, it's not Monique.
And later, our boy Chewy Martinez is dishing with James McAvoy in the cast of the new movie Speak No Evil. But first,
let's get this started.
All right, the world's number one competitive eater, Joey Chestnut, spent his Labor Day in a showdown. So he's beaten his rival, Takeru Kobayashi, at hot dog eating many times. But they faced off again, and these two glizzy gladiators went at it live on Netflix. It was Chestnut versus Kobayashi, unfinished beef. And Joey ended up winning by eating 83 hot dogs with buns
in
10 minutes, beating his own record of 76. Meanwhile, Kobayashi finished with a measly total of 66.
Measly?
Yeah. Man, that dude's gonna be no fun in a car.
That's just like a stomach full of, whoa.
Ready to go. There's a rematch. Champion is gonna walk away.
It makes me sick.
Me too.
To watch.
Me too. 10 seconds to go. He looked like he's about to throw up.
I was waiting for it the entire time. Like, I watched all 10 minutes of this.
What? You watched all 10 minutes?
And there was two other preliminary events where someone ate the most chicken wings as they could, and as well as watermelon.
Why do people do that, though? That looks disgusting.
$100,000.
Oh, $100,000?
How many hot dogs did you eat?
$100,000. You throwing down a few hot dogs for $100,000?
Oh, I sure would, honey. I know they paid them for that. I thought it was free, honey. Oh, yeah, I eat it, too.
That's just a whole stomach full of the ears, lips, mouth, cattle pieces, all the bad meat that goes into a hot dog. That's what a hot dog is.
Oh, but still, we don't know all that.
Yeah, we do.
We definitely do. It's like scientific facts.
We don't see it. When you go buy a damn hot dog, you just buy a hot dog.
I ate one yesterday. See? I can't even lie.
So you got 84 to go so you can catch up with my man.
Okay, dude, this makes it disgusting. They just stuffing them in there. Oh, my God. They look miserable.
They can't feel good in your stomach that many hot dogs.
You get the meat sweats.
One and a half, really. I finished the other half just because I didn't want to waste it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you win a hot dog eating contest, do you really win?
Right.
You know?
Okay, all right. We know that Taylor Swift is a big Chiefs fan since she's dating Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Well, guys, now you're not going to believe it. She's also really invested in football now, guys.
That's okay.
Their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, said she's really interested in football, and she asks a lot of great questions. She started drawing up plays. We might have to put one in. Brad, do you think he's serious, or are they just humoring her?
They would probably tailor something that she makes and make it work.
I bet
so. Which would be really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, they're running a blank slate. Ain't that one of her songs?
Mm-hmm. That's a bad blood on two. Hi!
But it's crazy how because you're famous, they'll listen to you. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if it was some like football player's girlfriend, it'd be like, yo, man, if you'll go back to the stands.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Right, what is Brittany Mahomes? Is she like, no one ever asked me about
but
right
you
now?
You know what? Taylor Swift has brought this league a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so it's cute for them that they're going to endorse her however they can.
That's not fair.
Life ain't fair.
Well, we see that.
Well, it seems like Jennifer Lopez has commented on the breakup of Bennifer 2.0, kinda. Now, in a big IG photo dump, she said, oh, it was a summer. And she showed pics of her sister, her kids, their pets, thirst traps. Everything except old Ben Affleck.
Jenny still got it.
Okay.
I didn't even have to ask y'all, did y'all think she was trying too hard? Because y'all was like, yeah.
She's trapping.
Yeah.
Professional trapping.
The bat signal
is up. If
she's
over 50, it's not trapping.
That's true.
Yeah, well, she's trapping.
She looks amazing.
It does feel like a really strong, really bold, like, post-divorce post, you know?
That's all right. Why not?
Well, yeah, no, I'm not. Do you think that she's really over it and unbothered?
I think she's unbothered.
She ain't unbothered. Girl. Come on now, Brad.
Why wouldn't she be?
She is not unbothered because this girl is hurting. She putting all that out there. Ben Affleck ain't put about I'm at peace and unbothered and all that.
Because he's not really a social media person
that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but she's bothered.
No, and you can tell he's bothered.
That's why he not, because he's bothered.
Yeah,
he's always
bothered.
His face is always frowned up. He always mad somewhere. Mm-hmm. She's unbothered.
Well, maybe all her exes, butt. Who you think gonna hit her with the hey, big head text?
Oh.
Yeah, honey, private Casper.
Puffy. Oh, yeah. Man, just imagine if they like got that rekindled. Because the kids really like Casper.
And they look like they had fun together. They used to do the little videos and stuff. They look like they had fun together. So if nothing else, they would probably be good friends or can go back to being friends.
I don't care what y'all say.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Lee Daniels' movie, The Deliverance, is loosely based on the true story of a family dealing with a demon. Now, Glenn Close plays Andra Day's mother, and some people got a kick out of her character, sharing his meme called her Glenn J. Blige.
Wow.
She knows what's in the chicken.
We all love this.
Don Lemon even shared a clip of one memorable moment, man. Peep this.
What in the world?
I saw the movie, honey.
You like saw that? It?
We had the premiere. We had Lee Daniels with us at the thing. But
did you fall asleep in the theater?
I sure did, but I remember the part where he said, "She smell a nappy."
I'm smelling.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, bitch.
Wow. I'm smelling Oscar.
Yeah. Well, Lee Daniels shouted her out saying, "Every black person knows an Alberta. She's a part of the fabric of our community. Thank you, Glenn Close, for bringing her magnificently to life." But a lot of people question his use of the term fabric of our community, not knocking Glenn herself, but pointing out the fact that the person her character was based on was black. So Glenn wasn't really needed in the movie, they say. So what y'all think about that?
Huh? I think she did a great job.
Yes.
I think whoever did the casting, that's who they wanted, that's who they chose, mm-hmm. and the movie was great.
But does everybody truly know in Alberta, like a woman who's been possessed? Does everybody know?
I don't know if it's a woman who's been possessed, but we all know maybe like a if not a white woman, a biracial woman or a Spanish woman who is Glenn J. Blige.
Exactly.
Okay.
We do. Smoke her squares, we'll cuss people out up and down the street. We, yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey. Well, all right, y'all. This weekend was Global Black Pride, honey, in Atlanta. And of course, honey, I was there, and baby, it was a kiki. Now, our sister, baby, Miss Tamar Braxton,
yes,
performed, and she was honored with the Icon Award, and Brad and Judy were on hand to welcome Niecy Nash Best and Jessica Best, who received the Trailblazer Award. Brad, tell us all about it.
Oh, it was so fun. You feel so much love out there, like hugs and pictures, and ooh, but it was hot. But it was an honor giving Niecy Nash Best and her wife Jessica Best this award. Me and my wife won this award a few years ago. I think, Gary, you've gotten this award. So happy for Tamar for getting this award. They show us so much love, and we love the LGBTQ plus community because we are a part of it. And yeah, that's what's up.
That's right. That's what's up. I did the awards on Friday night. Y'all did all with the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Brett. Uh-huh. And it was really nice. Billy Porter's a nice guy. He was really nice to meet, honey.
Yes,
and
he
baby,
is.
This girl was a kiki.
Yes.
He's
fun.
Yeah, they say he might be becoming a preacher because he started preaching, baby, to the children.
Now, he can do that. He can preach very well, and he can sing.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the preachers can sing, they can carry them notes and do the good, you know, the preacher be like, huh, Yeah.
So he was preaching, honey. So it was really nice. I enjoyed the whole weekend.
That's good, Gary. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Did y'all go, Brett? I mean, Haircracking Talent? Y'all didn't go?
Dibbity. Nah, I was at Dragon Con.
Oh, y'all was at Dragon Con?
What's Dragon Con?
It's not what you think. It's a big nerd
None
convention.
None of it was Dragon.
Oh, okay.
It was Drag Queen Con.
That part of Pride?
It's a different kind of Pride.
Okay.
All right, up next, J-Lo might be spending a lot more time with her bestie, Leah Remini. Find out why right after the break. Yeah, different kind of pride.
Dragon?
Yeah, dragon pride.
That's a nerd pride.
Okay. You know?
Drag Queen Con.
Yeah.
Drag Con. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back!
Hey!
Okay, J-Lo might be leaning on her best friend Leah Remini a lot now because they do have something new in common. They're both getting divorced. Leah and her husband Angelo Pagan have filed for divorce after 28 years together and 21 years of marriage. Mm. They said, "We think a marriage that lasted this long and created so many beautiful memories, especially raising our incredible daughter, is something to celebrate. From our perspective, this marriage was a huge success." They also said their bond is still strong. It's just different now. So what y'all think about this? Could it still be a huge success even if it's not forever?
I mean, 28 years is a heck of a
that
run.
Is a long time.
Like, he had her through pretty much the whole run of King of Queens.
Yeah, Prime Remini.
Yeah. Like, post when she got out of the Scientology joint. Yeah. Like,
I think now her and Jennifer gonna get together now and just be good friends.
Like, new Thelma and Louise?
Yeah.
They've been good friends.
Yeah, but they'd be closer.
How close we talking?
Closer than close.
Oh, I knew he was gonna come with the song. Yeah.
I feel like Leo's, what, she's been married for the last 21 years. Have all five of J-Lo's marriages happened in that time
Thank
frame?
Thank you. Yep.
No. Yeah. Leo ready to be outside.
Leo's ready. She about to run wild like Hulkamania in the streets.
J-Lo finna have fun in the street, honey. Yeah.
Well, another former couple still on good terms is Tobey Maguire and his ex-wife, Jennifer Meyer. And Jen, who's a celebrity jeweler, just got engaged. Now, Jen is 47 and her fiance is 33-year-old music executive, Jeffrey Ogunlesi. And Jeff is the son of Nigerian billionaire, Bayo Ogunlesi. And this is so you think this is the wave of the future? You know, buff, younger sugar daddies? Yeah, I didn't scooping right. up the young availables.
Float your boat.
Yeah, but still, he couldn't find somebody else. Now you're gonna get somebody everybody else didn't have, and you're a billionaire, honey. I'm sure Keisha would have loved to have been, honey.
He don't want Keisha.
It's obvious. And why she left Tobey Maguire? He's Spider-Man.
Don't you worry about Spider-Man.
He used to be Spider-Man. His back is bad.
Yeah.
Things change, Gary. People change.
Do you think he found her from sending an email? How do you think he found her, Brad? How do they?
I'm from Nigeria.
I'm a Nigerian billionaire.
Yes.
And I would really like to meet you.
That's why you gotta reply to them emails, because you never know.
You never know.
It's in your IG handle.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. Oh my gosh.
Ooh. See, it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there. It did.
They look happy.
Well, from engagement to another thing Gary hates, marriage.
That's how you be looking, Gary.
That's Rupert Everett. He starred in the movie My Best Friend's Wedding. You remember him. But he actually used to hate weddings in real life, like someone else we know. Mm. He recently had a change of heart. And listen to this, Gary. He married his partner of 15 years, an accountant named Enrique. And Rupert, who is 6'5" and very tall, explained. Ooh. He's 65 and very tall. Oh. He explained by saying, I don't know how long I'm going to last. Being tall, I've never seen a 95-year-old 6'5" person. You just never know what's going to happen. Is that a good reason to get married? Because you don't see super tall, older people.
Tall people don't live a long time.
But I'm confused.
You rush to get married.
Did he marry a man or a woman?
Henrique.
Henrique is definitely going to be a guy.
Henrique sounds like a man.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Because he married a man.
Mm-hmm. And he about, And he's 95.
He's not 65. 95. Oh, he's tall. 65? He's super tall. Yeah.
Oh, bless his. Is that Enrique right there?
No, that's him,
Rupert.
That's him and Julia Roberts.
Oh, when he was young.
Yeah.
Oh, child.
The mean grouchy guy who we showed at the beginning.
That's him. Same guy.
Oh,
that's tired of being alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. That's probably how I'm gonna be then too, then, honey. So get my picture.
Not with that face, child.
Okay, is that what's your grumpy face look like, Gary? That's it. That's the one. That's the one.
Well, up next, y'all, Chewy Martinez, honey, is dishing with James McAvoy, honey, and the cast of the new scary movie, Speak No Evil, coming to theaters on Friday, September the 13th, so come right back. Is that Chewy?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Such a fun time.
Thank you.
Such a fun ride.
Thank you.
When you make a film and you're watching it in the theater and people are screaming and talking and chatting with the screen, like that has to be a beautiful feeling to hear that.
Listen, I got to see it a couple of days ago in San Diego with a proper fan crowd and a Comic-Con crowd. And it was brilliant. It was like they were laughing at all the right bits. They were shocked at all the right bits. The big jump scares were there. And then them screaming with like incredulous rage at the screen when the protagonists are doing the wrong thing.
When you're presented with this script, like what are your first immediate notes going through it?
It was kind of like that sense of trying to create a ride for the audience that could be incredibly relatable, I suppose, but fun. Like with Paddy, we've all been in that situation with that guy in a bar. You've sat next to them, and they're great fun for 10 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, you're going, oh, my God, I need to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
How many red flags have to present themselves in real life for you to be like, we're leaving.
Do you know what? The beginning, the minute some fella, usually it's a fella, goes something along the lines of, you know, the thing about me is, I'm like, oh, I'm out of here. Do you know what I mean?
How many red flags does it take for you to be like, you know, we're leaving?
Oh, I'm pretty bad.
So, are you?
Yeah, I will suffer it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
okay.
You know, I'll be kind of like, I'll always have the kind of smart quip when I've got home and go, I wish I'd have told him that, you know, you know, can you just, do you know what I mean? And then you have that kind of resentment. You're thinking, oh man, why didn't I do that?
Have you ever had a vacation from hell?
I'm sure. I think I probably have and completely erased it from my mind.
Really?
Or buried it in my gut, you know?
Say if I'm in a situation similar to what you were in this film, what do you think I should have with me just in case in my suitcase?
What are those balls that have spikes on them? That you like?
Oh my goodness.
Like a weapon.
Like a weapon.
Yeah.
Okay. Any kind of weapon?
Well, yeah.
Specifically that?
I feel like ether and a rag is a sort of nice thing to have on hand.
Okay.
In case.
Ether? And a rag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know how to explain that in the airport, but we'll make it happen.
You gotta travel by sea.
Yeah, by sea?
Yeah.
And you are the master of facial features when it comes to the big screen, brother. You're the master.
Thank you.
Could you give me some tips? You know, say, well, I'm at an audition or I'm filming, you know, the next X-Men or whatever. What were some facial expressions you can help me with or give me some pointers?
You've either
I look right in the camera. You just direct me, James.
All right. Okay. Relax your face. Let your chin go. And then scrunch everything up real tight. And then just release. That's it. What you just did was tell a story with your face.
Can we clap it up? I just had a great time watching this, brother. I know everybody else who's going to watch this is going to have a great time as well.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
It was such a good time, man. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, guys, there's rumors going around about a Britney Spears biopic based on her memoir, and Emma Roberts is throwing her name in the hat. Emma told Cosmopolitan that it would be her true dream to play Brit in a movie. She says she loves Britney so much that she sings her songs to her son in the bath all the time, and she thinks he might think she's weird or something. Emma's 33. She started her career on a Nickelodeon show, so she might know a bit about what it's like to be in the business from a very young age. Do you think Britney might consider casting Emma to play her?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of people auditioning for this part. So,
do you tell the whole story or just like those crazy few years?
Maybe
or
they pick up from when she went through her onyx phase and then go from there.
The head shave?
Yeah. Like if that's how the movie start, you know how like the BET movies used to start? Damn, you probably wonder how I ended up in this situation. She attacking the car with the umbrella. And then let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
You
know?
Rewind. Who else do y'all think would be good for the part? I think Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney would be like probably like prime night prime would probably be like, I imagine early 2000s Britney. Yeah. Like everything's turned up to 11. Oh yeah,
I might try.
Brad, I was gonna say, you wanna play Britney?
if you could do all the ADR, like the voiceover stuff, cause like, yo, like the tonality, you got it 1,000%.
Wait, it's Brad's in the studio and she's like, you know, making up the baby voices.
Well, honey, that's all, honey, the time we have for today, so we'll see you next time.
Bye. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.